What a drag it is getting old. Kids are different today. I hear every mother say, mother needs something today to calm her down. And though she's not really ill, there's a little yellow pill. She goes running for the shelter of her mother's little helper, and it helps her on her way, gets her through her busy day. Things are different today. Say, cooking fresh food for her husband's just a drag. So she buys an instant cake, and she finds a frozen steak, and goes running for the shelter of her mother's little helper. And to help her on her way, get her through her busy day. Doctor, please, some more of these outside. Don't appreciate that you get tired. They're so hard to satisfy. You can tranquilize your man. So go running for the shelter of a mother's little helper, and for help you through the night, help to minimize your flight. Doctor, please, some more of these outside the door. I hear every mother say, the pursuit of happiness just seems a bore. And if you take more of those, you will get an overdose. No more running for the shelter of a mother's little helper. They just help you on your way through your busy dying day.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide. This is the official Zelda podcast from GruntFreePress.com is the website. Podcast@GruntFreePress.com is the email address where you can send your tips and tricks to find Kokoro seeds and Master Sword tips and tricks. I don't know. Played a lot of Zelda again this week. It's gonna be fucking really, really Zelda heavy. Once again, I mean, pretty much all I've been playing. Like, literally, I don't think I fucking played another game all week. So, there's your warning right there. I feel like fucking, I don't know, fuck Zelda. I don't give a shit. I'm fucking, whatever. Don't listen. I don't care. No skin off my back. But please listen. Please donate at GruntFreePress.com. There's a little donate button on the bottom. I'm dying over here. I'm just kidding. I don't really care. But any of you, don't get your fucking hopes up. So yeah, Zelda. Lots of fucking Zelda again. Just going back from. I mean, I fucking had like. I even got out of work like early, like three times this week, I think, and fucking just like, all right, fucking, what am I gonna do? Fucking extra couple hours of the day, fucking, turn on the fucking Wii U, right into Zelda, and fucking that's it until I was passing out pretty much. So, yeah, played a lot, probably put a good, I don't know, 30 or so hours, I'd guess. I don't know. I don't think there's a way to even track that shit. It doesn't give you a game time. I want to say that too. That's kind of funny. Like fucking, yeah, I've been hearing too, like all the fucking other podcasts I listen to, gaming podcasts, and like all the sites pretty much is all fucking Zelda, Zelda, Zelda. Again, if you're not playing it, sorry, I don't know. There's nothing I can really do about it. but or if you don't care, again, whatever. But yeah, it's fucking, I hear people like fucking, oh, it's been so long since I fucking you know, fucking been so into a game like this. And me too, I'm kind of like, yeah, you know, I don't think, I mean, number one, I'll say right off the bat, I don't think it's like a 10, like a perfect game or anything like that. I think it's quite a few fucking problems with it, mainly the combat's pretty bad, and I'll get into that later. Yeah, I know people are just like, oh, you know, I fucking, whatever, it's fucking so, like, I even heard fucking, some interview with other like game developers and shit talking about, I think it was on the Game Informer podcast, just talking about fucking, like, you know, just all over it, all about it, just how great it is, and it's the fucking best thing in the world. Oh, but, you know, somebody's saying, like, oh, easily the best game I've ever played, like, hands down. Like, I'm not going that far. I'm not going to say that. Like, as far, it's a good game, believe me. It's good, but, yeah, I was thinking, I'm just like, fucking, like, yeah, what is it about this particularly? I mean, it's because it has a different look to it. You know, when I say that cartoony look, which is different anyway. But, you know, I've heard fucking, oh, you know, it's better. Oh, I can't even go back to play, like, Skyrim now or something like that, or, like, Fallout. It's like, fucking, like, I don't think so. It's not like that level of, depth to it, I don't think. But, I think the thing is, there's no fucking, like, stat tracking, you know what I mean? There's no timer in the game. There's nothing like that. And it's on fucking, you know, the Wii and Wii U and fucking, whatever the fuck the new thing they have there is the Switch. And people are complaining about the Switch. Like, oh, how come they don't have, like, achievements yet? Oh, this game could, it's just begging for achievements and blah, blah, blah. I mean, I'm thinking, like, the opposite of, like, fucking, like, no. Probably, I think that's, like, why, you know, why there's no, like, why you can get so invested into it, because there is no fucking achievements, there's no, like, stat track, and there's no fucking, like, time clock, no nothing. It's just fucking, you just go and you play the game. I think that's fucking a big part of it, you know what I mean? The fucking, it's completely just fucking, like, God, there's no real, like, stats or anything either, again, because it's fucking, it is an RPG, and you are, I mean, the only numbers you see are, like, you know, your offensive stats of the weapon you're using, and your defensive stats of whatever, armor you have equipped, you know what I mean? That's, like, all you worry about. So, I think just that change, that difference of, like, you're not fucking constantly fiddling, like, micromanaging fucking your shit, you know what I mean? Just fucking, like, ah, whatever. I mean, you know, you go into, like, a hot area, you put on fucking clothes that, cool down, you know what I mean? Cool you down. You fucking go on, like, up in the mountains, the snowy mountains, you fucking, like, put on, like, whatever. I mean, there's no, like, just, like, statty fucking number heavy shit. It's just fucking, like, oh, and then normally you're just putting on, like, the best shit you have, like, or whatever, or just fucking something stupid looking because it's funny. I have a glow in the dark fucking skeleton costume that's kind of cool. I don't think it does anything. I mean, it probably does, but I mean, there's some fucking weird fucking, like, secret somewhere you need it for. I don't know. But yeah, I just think, like, yeah, well, yeah, whatever, you're not fucking looking at, like, percentage complete. There's no, like, you know, I mean, there's a way to do, like, everything in the game, I'm sure, but there's no, like, fucking, like, page of, you know, you have whatever of whatever, you know, 7 of fucking, you know, 100 shrines you've done. Oh, you gotta find all of them, or, like, any of that shit, or again, there's no, like, achievement list. You're not fucking seeing achievements pop. It's not, you know what I mean? It's not like fucking, like, oh, I gotta get my 1,000 fucking gamer score, my fucking platinum trophy, like, nothing like that. It's like, when you're playing the game, you're just playing the game, you know what I mean? And, yeah, again, I think it's just, that's just part of it, you know what I mean? And fucking, like, I haven't given a shit about any of that in a long time, you know what I mean? But it's still, like, there in the background, even, you know, even if you don't care about it, or fucking, like, oh, I wonder how many I have type of deal. Like, fucking just, And yeah, and the fact of just, like, stripping that all out, I think they're just fucking, again, just immerses you or whatever. But, yeah, anyway, fucking, yeah, let's talk about, switch gears from that and talk about, what do we got here? Yeah, Zelda, a lot of Zelda, again. Yeah, last week, I think I was at the desert town, Dune Arrakis desert town, I think it's actually called Gerudo Town or something like that. The fucking, yeah, so we did that. I finished that up, and then fucking, I don't know, I forget where I'm kind of backed up here. But yeah, I mean, just fucking, you know, just doing, like, talking about the open world, just the open-ended shit there is. I mean, still fucking still doing that, still climbing towers, fucking attempting all the shrines, all that over, you know, just continually doing that. I think I have like 3 more sections I got to uncover. Yeah, so I'm getting, yeah, I was talking about the fighting earlier, the fighting, still not great. I mean, I've gotten fucking much better at it. I'm getting specifically the fucking, those spider guardian robot things that fucking, walk around and shit, and like they'll shoot a fucking beam at you and fucking murder you in one hit. I'm getting better at it. I'm getting these fucking like better weapons as I'm fucking progressing going on. But yeah, it's still, I don't know, I'm still not a huge fan of it. Still, it's still a pain in the ass having your fucking weapons break constantly. Yeah, you know, I've died, still die a whole lot, you know. It's just fucking, I'm not sure, you know, I'm not sure if that's the fucking game or it's just like, the combat's just like, oh, well, you just can't get hit, like, pretty much, like, once in most areas type of deal. Fucking anything higher than, like, the starting area that you go out, you know, just fucking, yeah, I mean, just most of the enemies just fuck you up completely, or, again, it's just fucking, like, again, I'm getting better gear, I'm upgrading that, like, whatever, but then, like, oh, well, now I'm in, like, one of those areas where I need to put on, like, this, a different outfit that's not my best, you know what I mean? A fucking, like, whatever, like, a specialty fucking thing to, like, you know, withstand the heat or the fucking cold or whatever, and it's just like, I just don't do much for fucking protection, and, yeah, I just get fucking murdered, like, pretty much one or two hits type of deal. Yeah, just, again, I'm going to go over some, like, negative shit, and again, if I might have sounded overly critical or whatever, overall, it's a fucking really good fucking game. Obviously, I've been fucking playing it. Otherwise, I would have stopped playing it, like, fucking, I don't know, every other game, for instance, like, fucking Neo of, like, yeah, you know, I was playing fucking Neo, just, like, yeah, I did a couple missions, fucking whatever, today, I'm just gonna stop, because, you know what I mean, just fucking, I don't feel like doing any more of them, or fucking, like, whatever, the other 50 games I was playing beforehand. I'm just like, yeah, you know, I played this and that, and fucking, like, I just stopped, like, you know, again, Zelda just locked me in the fucking, the Hyrule path. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, just, so, yeah, just a couple things are really just fucking, like, inexcusable, like the horses. It's like, the horses in the game are fucking really bad. Trying to control them, fucking inexcusable, terrible, really bad. So, yeah, this, like I already talked about, fucking, how you get one, you run up to him, you fucking jump on him, you tame him and shit. So it's like, yeah, cool, I get a horse, and then fucking, no, it's just easier just to fucking not even use a horse half the time, because he just fucking, like, stops at everything. He's fucking pain in the ass to control, and, yeah, you know, the stables and shit everywhere, you can, like, call him and fucking ride him and whatever, but, yeah, there's one of the stables, there's a guy, he's like, oh, you know, we set up an obstacle course for you to go run on horseback, and, yeah, it's just, you know what I mean, it's fucking just all these gates you gotta jump. It's almost, I think there's something similar in, like, Ocarina of Time or whatever, of just fucking, you know, run and fucking jump over these fucking, whatever, fences or, like, whatever type of deal. But, yeah, I mean, trying to do fucking anything, but steer your horse in a general direction is a fucking nightmare, you know, trying to get, like, precise fucking steering to fucking, like, over this, you know, this little narrow path or something, or, like, again, trying to jump these fucking gates and, you know, the things you gotta jump, the hurdles or whatever during that obstacle course. I mean, you have to be, like, lined up, like, precisely, like, you know, right, hitting the fucking gate, like, right on, exactly how the game wants you to, you know, or if you don't, if you go off from, like, an angle, or you hit, like, a post or whatever, just fucking, you know what I mean, the fucking, the horse just does, like, a dead stop, and he starts freaking out and shit, and fucking whining and whatever, neighing, or whinny, I think it's whinnying, is that a fucking horse word? Yeah, you do that, you fucking just, you know, hit it the wrong way, you have to sit there and wait for him to fucking calm down, and then, you know, then you don't have enough speed, he's like, fucking, all right, he calmed down, you have to fucking, like, back up, you know, do a wide circle to fucking get some speed or whatever. It was a fucking pain in the dick trying to do that, and Yeah, I'm pretty sure, from fucking doing that shit in, like, Oak Arena. I remember having fun with that, and fucking, it was the horse, Epona. Pretty sure, like, even that, like, fucking Nintendo 64 game, like, I remember having fun controlling her for the fucking horse. Like, yeah, that was fun, you know what I mean? Like, this is just, like, I don't want to do this. Like, the horses look great. Yeah, they look fucking pretty and all that. They look fucking cool, but yeah, as it turns out, the horses are just fucking useless, you know what I mean? Just fucking, playing the game just fucking much faster, just jumping off of him, whatever, and just running around fucking climbing shit. I don't know how fucking horses work. I'm not a horse person. But yeah, you fucking, just having 99% of the time, you're just fucking like, I'm just going to climb up to a fucking high spot, fucking jump off, use my glider, like, whatever, just fucking, yeah, it's a lot faster than fucking, like, I got to follow this fucking whatever path, and the horse is fucking running this shit all the time, fucking screeching to a fucking halt if it fucking steps on a rock or whatever. It's just like, I'm not going to deal with that, just fucking, like, whatever, fuck off type of deal. But, so that's a complaint there. I'm just fucking like, cool horses, and then I'm not gonna use these horses because they suck. There's no what the fuck is the horse in The Witcher 3's name? Every horse he got was the same Roach. Yeah, fucking every horse he fucking steal and just calls him Roach anyway. Or Red Dead's horses, which are pretty fucking cool. But anyway, yeah, so that's not a great aspect of the game is the horses. So yeah, then there's a few motion control puzzles that you got to use the Wii gamepad for exclusively. Like, I'm playing with a normal person pro controller, which is, again, it's pretty much like any other. It's pretty much like an Xbox 360 controller, I'd say. It fucking just feels the same shit. Even though I've been playing with it for fucking hours and hours, I still, like, pick it up. I go to fucking put my thumbs on the thumbstick. I'm like, shit, there's a fucking thumbstick missing. Because, the fucking, they're not offset. Like, in the 360 or, Xbox controllers, they have the offset fucking thumb pads. And then the Wii U fucking pro controller is just fucking, like, straight, you know? I'm just like, fucking, like, oh, shit, there's one missing. And fucking, oh, no, I guess they're just right there. But, the buttons are there, I go to fucking put my thumb on the right stick. But yeah, anyway, so fucking, yeah, these puzzles, and you can't use the pro controller with them. Like, you gotta pick up the Wii U gamepad to do them. Yeah, so yeah, puzzles in quotes, I guess, because you just walk up to them, hit a switch or whatever, or it just says, oh, please use the gamepad. It's like, all right, what is this bullshit? And then fucking, you gotta fucking use the giant fucking gamepad with the screen on it and shit. Just, it's all motion controls. It's it'll be like a tilting platforms or whatever, where as you're tilting the gamepad one way, the platform tilts on the screen, and as that's, the platform is tilting, there'll be like a ball on it or something, like a maze. You get to fucking tilt the ball, tilt the platform to move the ball and fucking move it around the maze or get it into a fucking hole or some shit like that. I don't know. It fucking sucks. It's really fucking bad. So, not only do I not want to fucking, switch controllers like that, just fucking like, all right, I got to put this down, I guess, and go grab the gamepad. But even beyond that, like, fucking what's on screen, like, doesn't really match the way, you'd be holding the gamepad. So, I mean, you're fucking, like, moving the whole thing. It's not just like, tilting it a little bit or whatever, It's fucking, like, you're, like, spinning the fucking thing around, you're fucking, like, whatever, and just fucking, like, takes forever to figure out, like, what the fuck, like, what's the, how it's mapping, how you're moving to the fucking, what's going on in the game. You're fucking trying it fucking upside down and sideways and shit, spinning it around, and I'm not fucking using it for the game, so it's like, I just have it set down fucking on top of the console over there, just fucking just get, like, the power supplies hooked into it. My fucking, I did have my fucking headphones hooked into it, but I changed that and just plugged into the fucking TV. I got that going on. So, I'm fucking spinning the fucking thing, and the wires are getting all tangled up and shit. And just, I was surprised too. I stole the fucking the stylus. I think it's like a stylus, like you put into the gamepad and just, you know, put it in a fucking hole and you pop it out and you want to use it, which, well, you use a fucking stylus, I guess. But I was like, oh wow, I still love this fucking thing in the gamepad, even though I haven't fucking used it in forever. But yeah, I'm like, oh cool, you know. And now I'm fucking like tilting the fucking thing upside down. The thing's fucking popping out and flying across the fucking room and shit, and just like, just a pain in the ass, you know, getting pissed, like that shit blows really bad. Yeah, that's the motion controls are fucking really, really bad. Pretty shitty. That's really fucking obnoxious. That's the point where I'm just like, this game's really good, and then fucking like, oh, fuck me. God damn it. I gotta fucking do this bullshit. I mean, it's not like that frequently. There's only, you know, a few of them that I've run into, maybe like half a dozen or so, but it's just like, oh, Jesus Christ, like, this is a fucking nightmare. Yeah, but other than that, though, those little complaints, yeah, besides that, I mean, again, the game's getting really hyped and shit, and aside from, like, you know, the 10s and, you know, fucking, oh, perfect 10 masterpiece and the best game ever made, like, taking a notch down below that, and yeah, it's a fucking, yeah, it's another, you know, it's another open world action RPG, but it's just, you know, it's just its own thing. It's fucking like, this is really fucking cool. A lot of the shit they do, you know, they're not repeating the same types of side missions over and over or anything like that. Like, the, you know, the whole world pretty much feels like a giant puzzle, and yeah, I mean, that's pretty cool. Really good game. And a couple other things that pissed me off, and yeah, but again, I was just trying to get the negative shit out of the way up front here. Then we'll drift back into the usual rambling bullshit afterwards. So yeah, you know, I go to the shrine up in some snowy mountains there, and there's this puzzle inside where you have to get a block of ice up to a top of this ramp. You know, it's fucking just this, like, that's like the puzzle. There's, you know, these ramps going up on, like, the side of a fucking whatever in the room. And it's fucking like, all right, well, here's a block of ice. Just fucking, you know, find a way to bring this the block of ice up there, up to the top. And that's, like, the shrine or whatever. The shrine puzzle. You know, then you get fucking, you know, all these, like, hazards. There's pillars of fire and this fucking, you know, whatever. It's pretty much fire. You don't want to fucking get to the ice so it fucking melts. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know, so there's some on the ground, like, pointing up, and it's like, all right, just walk around them, or this fucking, you know, on the walls, it's fucking like, all right, well, I get to, you know, throw the fucking block of ice, and, throw the block under him, let it slide underneath it to get to the other side, then I can fucking crouch down and go get it, and continue up the way. It's just one of those things where it's fucking like, all right, well, I know what I have to do, and fucking throwing the block of ice, and it's like, sometimes it works and it slides fine, like you'd expect it to, where it's like, all right, well, it slides under the fucking the pillars of fire and just fucking gets to the other side. And I crouch down and I go, you know, works how you'd expect it to. And then, yeah, but then other times it's like, all right, well, I'll stand the exact same spot I was, do the exact same thing, and just fucking the block of ice just does like a dead stop, like right under the fire, just fucking, you know, just fucking, instead of sliding, it just like hits the ground and fucking rolls like a, you know, like it's a fucking die, you know, like a fucking, like you're rolling dice. It just fucking, just, you know, hits the ground and fucking like spins, you know, fucking rolls like two times and just like dead stop, just fucking sits there. It's like, okay, cool. So you have no choice. You have to go pick up the block of ice and fucking melt it down and shit, and just, yeah, you do that, another one spawns. It's like, all right, yeah, whatever, not a big deal. It's just like that random, I know it's like, you know, it's all physics-based, but it's just like, that's when it's kind of a pain in the ass. I'm like, you want me to do, like, this precise thing that's gotta go right, you know what I mean? And it's fucking just got that element of fucking, like, randomness to it. Yeah, you just pretty much try it until it works, you know? You know, if it decides to fucking roll a certain way, it's gonna stop, type of deal. Just fucking like, I really have no control over that. So, yeah, you know, I mean, and that's what comes again with being like that physics based, like open world type shit. I'm just fucking like, I was good, just get this bullshit to it. But yeah, just trying to do like a puzzle like that, it can be a pain in the ass. So, or you get to, you know, that same like puzzle day. So after that, you're still trying to fucking bring it up. Bring it up to the top through the ramps and shit, and then you get to a point where there's like a metal box in a sitting in a lava flow. And yeah, I mean, it's right. I was like, all right, so I get a, and then there's like a fucking gate or like whatever, more fire type of deal. I'm fucking like, all right, well, I got to use this box to get the ice over like an obstacle type of deal. Like fucking like bring it up, fucking up and over this fucking thing. And, yeah, so I was like, I'm like, all right, well, first thing again, using physics, you know what I mean? Of just fucking like the way the game works of just, yeah, I'm thinking like, all right, well, I'll place the ice on the box type of deal. Then, I'll grab it with the magnet and I'll lift the metal box up. You know, I'm just fucking pretty easy. Just fucking lift it up and over and fucking that'll be that, you know, that'll fucking take care of that noise. But, you know, every fucking time I try doing that, it's like fucking like, you know, the physics aren't fucking playing well, you know what I mean? It's just fucking, the ice just fucking starts sliding off, you know. I'm lifting up like as straight as I fucking possibly can, like straight up. So it should just be like fucking, all right, the ice, you know, ice and the fucking metal box goes up at the same time, but it's just fucking like, nope, over and over again. It's fucking like just slides off and just like, again, because it is the physics of just fucking like, I can't really deal, you know, doesn't really know how to deal with fucking one object on top of the other type of deal. There's lots of fucking like slide. It's a real fucking like janky type of deal. But in this case, you know what I mean? It's fucking, for the most part, it's like, oh, this is cool, I'm fucking around. But again, he tried doing something like precise of like one thing on top of the other and the things are like fucking like freaking out type of deal. Like, it's not like, you can tell it's not like a natural thing they wanted to do. It's not like, oh, this is part of the physics engine. It's fucking just like, this object does not fucking, know how to react to being below this other object. And again, this isn't like a fucking like very like controlled realm of the puzzles, you know what I mean? So it's just fucking, it just seemed fucking like really shitty. I try to like a dozen times of just fucking like up going like painfully slow, like, oh, maybe I'm just fucking lifting it up at an angle type of deal. I gotta be like perfect with it. And then things start sliding. I'm like, all right, I'll compensate by fucking, you know, putting up against a wall, and you know what I mean? So it's not gonna fucking tilt, but it doesn't fucking matter. It wasn't fucking working. Or whatever. And I'm like, oh, well, maybe they want me to do it like as fast as I can type of deal. Just fucking like jerk it up and fucking, yeah, I'm like fucking like, although this doesn't seem fucking possible, unless it just fucking like get really fucking lucky or really fucking, you know, take like the rest of your life to fucking like inch by inch fucking do this shit. So no, yeah, there's just no like consistency to it type of deal. So yeah, it's fucking, you know, sometimes the box is fucking tipping and fucking slides off, it tilts. And yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just fucking, you just don't have that kind of like control, of it. So I mean, yeah, that was, you know, or, you know, the ice falls in the fucking lava pretty much fucking every time. It's fucking like, all right, well, I got to go back, go to the beginning, grab a new block of ice and do the whole thing over again. I was getting fucking frustrated. And it's one of those deals where it's fucking like, I know like what I need to do and this should work, but it's not fucking, not working. You know what I mean? It's fucking like, I figured out the solution to this puzzle is just the fact that what I want to do is just like, the game's not letting me do it or like whatever. So I did that, fucking that pissed me off and whatever. I came back later and, I did it. There's a different way. I fucking tried it and it's fucking like, all right, well, that works kind of, but, this very specific way works to fucking, you know, for this puzzle. But I mean, there was really no reason the way, you know, the way I was trying it before, like it couldn't have worked or whatever. Yeah, just, whatever. I mean, that was that. This is like, that was like the one like puzzle in the game. And I'm fucking like, dude, what the fuck? Like this, that was pissing me off. But so anyway, yeah, the combat again, I kind of touched on that. That's still pissing me off a little bit. I mean, yeah, I mean, just cause I had fucking at this point I have like, I don't know, like 10 hearts or so. I mean, you start off with like 3 type of deal, you know? And it's fucking, I've solved enough fucking of these puzzles and shit. I fucking, you know, fucking just every 4 shrines you solve, you get a choice of either a fucking heart container or a stamina container. And you know, I'm getting whatever, about 10 fucking 12 fucking hearts or whatever the fuck I'm at this point. But still, I mean, there's so many fucking enemies. It's just, you know, one shot, like pretty much fucking one shot in the shit out of me. It's just like, this is fucking ridiculous. And yeah, I said, you know, you have the fucking different clothes you can wear with fucking, you know, armor stats and shit, but, I think I went over that. You know what I mean? It's fucking, you know, it's fucking like, oh, do I wear my armor, my best armor, or fucking most of the time it's like, oh, I gotta wear the specialty armor to fucking do like environmental damage and shit. And I mean, there are ways to like upgrade all some of your fucking armor and shit, your clothes, to make it more like resistant to damage, pretty much like boost the stats, so your defensive stat or whatever. It's like, oh, I can fucking this fairy fountains or whatever, all scattered around. This, you know, it's when you lie down in an empty tub and a fucking gay dude's pee on you, fairy fountains. But but traveling back and forth to the fuck, I mean, is that what I'm supposed to be doing? Like traveling back and forth to these fucking fountains and fucking upgrading, like, you know, dozen pieces of fucking like gear and shit, fucking, you know, my main shit, then like other shit, or, you know, my specialty stuff too. It's like, yeah, it seems like a fucking pain in the ass. And you know, just like pay money or whatever. It's like, oh, I need like certain items and fucking, you know, random shit to fucking do that, you know, to you go up to them and fucking like, oh, I want like whatever, 8 fucking monster fucking claws and like 7 of these or these kinds of fucking like gems and blah, blah, blah. And just like, dude, it's a pain in the ass for like to upgrade this piece of gear that I'm only going to need for like this one little section type of deal. It's like, it's kind of, I don't know. But I mean, is that what I should be doing? You know, it just seems like that's like tilting the scales and the fucking like, it seems kind of like micromanaging fucking bullshit. And yeah, so that pisses me off. Just, you know, just fucking like, got hit once and fucking, you know, maybe you have to get it once most of the time. It's like, fucking, like, I got hit, fucking, sometimes, you know, you just fucking drop dead. Sometimes you have to go into your, or you go into your inventory and fucking, like, you know, eat something. And again, it's not really a complaint of fucking, like, the game's hard or whatever. It's just fucking, just the fact that, you know, it's fucking, the enemies do this much damage or whatever, and the combat's fucking sloppy enough that it's like, half the time I don't even know why the fuck I just died. It's fucking like, oh, what the hell, just fucking, just up, fucking fighting somebody, and it's fucking like, oh, just fucking drop dead. It's just like, I don't know, fucking somebody hits you like an arrow off screen or some shit as you're fighting like somebody else or like something stupid like that. Yeah, I'm just fucking, again, the combat's not the greatest, and just, especially when, you know, when there's fucking multiple enemies fucking fighting you at once, and the fucking frame rate shit in the bed, and guys are, like, flying up in the fucking air and fucking shooting arrows and fucking from, like, a mile away, and just, you know, I have full life, and then, nope, fucking Link just fucking freezes, fucking up, drops dead or whatever, game over. It's like, dude, fuck you, fuck off. Like, you know what I mean? Especially fucking, if you're in the middle of doing something, like, I have this fucking goal I gotta fucking do or, like, whatever, and just fucking, like, oh, I'm not even trying to fight enemies, and then fucking, like, oh, one fucking just pops up, and, all right, well, fight you, and then fucking, like, up, just dead, and just fucking, like, up, and that's fucking really frustrating. But anyways, it's a good fucking game, I swear, despite whatever, half an hour of fucking, like, fuck this game, it's not that, it really is fucking, really good. So, yeah, even, I took down that, mechanical giraffe from, last week, I guess, as I was talking about. And yeah, just like I guessed, you know, I get some, a little bit of a gamer sense going on there. Yeah, I played out like fucking pretty much like Shadow of the Colossus type of deal, or the first stage of it anyway, of trying to fucking take down that mechanical giraffe. Pretty much, you're riding around on a sand seal, which is sand seal is a seal that slides around on the sand type of deal. Yeah, so it's like, whatever, like if you're in the ocean, like riding a fucking dolphin or some shit, you know, like I do all the time, pretty much, more or less. But anyway, so yeah, you have to fucking, you know, you just riding on this fucking thing, on the sand seal, and you have to fucking keep pace with this, this chick that fucking has like a, she's got like a force field around her or some shit, and he's fucking like, all right, I gotta stay in this circle pretty much and just keep up with her. And you're shooting the fucking giraffe or whatever. Yeah, so it's about, you know, whatever, this huge, it's a huge fucking thing with four legs towering over you. It's almost like you're fighting, taking down like a fucking AT-AT or whatever on like Hoth. That's what it fucking kind of reminded me of. I mean, there's not much to it. I mean, he's fucking shooting arrows into its feet, and it's fucking two arrows into each fucking foot, and the thing just drops down. And But I mean, it's fucking like, ah, it's pretty much what I expected, and it's fucking, but the spectacle of it is fucking awesome, of this giant thing, and you're fucking just riding along in the fucking sand and shit. It's fucking, you know, pretty fucking cool. Simple fucking gameplay wise, which is fucking like, it's pretty fucking cool. And then I'm like, that can't be it, right? There's gotta be more to it. But no, I mean, then once it's down, you climb inside of it and fucking, you know, hey, there's a dungeon, like a real fucking dungeon. So you're inside the fucking giraffe's fucking torso, and it's like a massive hollow cylinder pretty much. And it's broken up into three sections that you're fucking like, all right, well, we can, you know, fucking like, all right, well, what am I doing now? It's fucking pretty small looking fucking thing in here, you know, it's just fucking, it's a big room, but just fucking this shit all over the walls and shit. It's like, oh, I can't get to any of that. And yeah, you can, rotate like each of the three sections, you can fucking rotate them. So, this is probably gonna sound kind of fucked up and complicated, because it is pretty fucked up and complicated trying to do it, but, yeah, I mean, like, fucking, it's my first fucking real dungeon that I'm fucking facing in the game. It's like, yeah, I have no idea how to even fucking approach this, like, what the fuck I'm doing, like, you know, what is even fucking, like, step one here, like, what am I trying to do? Just looking at it, it's fucking, you know, you can pull up the map and just, like, you know, it shows, like, a map of the fucking giraffe you're in, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, all right, well, there's this fucking, whatever, head way up top, and just fucking, like, here's, like, you know, you're inside here, and there's fucking like all these fucking like dots everywhere. I'm just fucking looking at it. I'm like, fucking like, well, what the fuck am I trying to do? That broke my fucking brain. Like, even trying to think about where to start. But I mean, that's a good thing though. You know, I was worried there wouldn't be anything more complicated. You know what I mean? In the game, and I think it was just fucking like all these little shrines that take like 10 minutes to fucking figure out. But I'm like, fucking like, all right, what am I doing again? And it's fucking like my brain fucking breaks. And, that was cool, but, yeah, so I won't spoil that fucking completely, but, yeah, once you get the whole picture of, like, what you're trying to do, it's just fucking, like, you know, everything just kind of falls in place of, you know, how the entire dungeon's all connected and shit, like, fucking, like, oh, well, this is connected to that, I gotta do this, you know, fucking bomb here and do all this shit, and, yeah, it's actually very well done. So it's fucking one of those deals where I went from like confused and like fucking like, what the fuck am I doing? Fucking frustrated kind of, but just fucking like, all right, well, then you go and you start tinkering around with fucking like, all right, what if I rotate this and this and this and fucking, yeah, then once you figure it out, it's fucking like, oh, I'm the fucking smartest man in the world, you know, cause I solved this fucking puzzle in what's essentially a fucking kids game, I guess, or whatever. I'll pat myself on the back for that. Yeah, I did that. Fucking finished that that fucking giraffe. Took care of that fucker. Yeah, what else here? I got the Master Sword, which I talked about last week. I'm fucking like, oh, I found this fucking Master Sword. Don't know how to fucking pull it out of the ground. But you know, I get that. I'm like, oh, it might be like end game. Like, that fucking sword must be nasty. It's fucking like, nah, I got it out of the ground, but start using it, and it's fucking like, yeah, it's really not that great. And you know, it doesn't do a whole lot of damage, really. The only thing that sets it apart from like the other weapons you get, I mean, besides, I'm sure fucking whatever, when you're at the end of the game, you're fighting fucking like Ganon or whatever, it's fucking, you probably need it, I'm sure, or it does like fucking like crazy damage or whatever the fuck. But, yeah, it repairs itself, like, which sounds great, because I've been saying, like, fucking, oh, it sucks having these fucking weapons break all the time, and I have something that fucking, like, repairs itself. Well, it must be awesome. But, yeah, the way it works is fucking, it does, like, break, in quotes, but fucking, like any other weapon, you know, if you fucking use it too much and fucking, like, oh, fucking just breaks after so many hits or whatever. Then you can't use it, you know, then just fucking like, oh, you just can't use it, it goes back to your fucking inventory. But rather than like breaking, it's fucking like, oh, it's still in your inventory, then you have to wait for like 10 minutes or so, and the fucking thing like repairs itself and you can use it again. So it's like, it's kind of useful, because the fact that it's fucking, it does repair itself, but also kind of not, because it's fucking like, once it still breaks and fucking, you know, I still gotta fucking wait these 10 minutes for it to fucking go, and just like, eh, I don't know, it's okay, I guess. It is fucking handy to have something there anyway, fucking all the time. But, yeah, so, yeah, I was saying, like, fucking, I wasn't sure how to get that out of the, out of the ground, and then I've listened to a podcast. I had that shit spoiled for me by Michelle Madsen over at fucking Video Game Outsiders fucking podcast. So yeah, thanks a lot, you fucking bitch. But I'm just kidding. Love you, Michelle. Yeah, whatever. It's not really a big fucking deal. I mean, there are fucking like crazy spoilers out there fucking like everywhere. Like, I mean, I'm not trying to fucking look anything up at all. Like, period. Like, I'll just fucking be like scrolling through IGN, like the fucking front page of IGN. I'm just fucking like, yeah, what's fucking going on? Like, whatever. And there's like, you know, dozen articles with the fucking headlines like, oh, get this type of fucking gear, fucking whatever. Oh, get all of these things. It's fucking like, oh, that's awesome, because I didn't even know there was that type of gear in the fucking game at all. Like, cool. And yeah, I just felt like you naming that alone just kind of ruined shit. You know what I mean? It's fucking, or it's fucking like, oh, where to find this guy? And fucking like, they have like a picture of a fucking NPC and shit, like pictures of shit like everywhere. It's fucking like, Jesus Christ. Like, I mean, I know I'm in like the small minority of fucking like gamers that like actually doesn't fucking look shit up online or fucking watches like the entire game on like Twitch or like YouTube or whatever, like constantly before I fucking play it. But it's just like, Jesus Christ. And again, it's like, yeah, I know I spoil shit on the fucking show on my fucking podcast all the time, but it's like, I do it as I'm playing it type of deal. Like, just, you know, that's the key there of fucking like, you know, I do it as I play it. Like, fucking like, usually, like, again, I fucking do the show on like Monday or whatever. So it's like fucking like new games come out like directly after I end one. So it's like the game's been out for like a week pretty much before I fucking talk about most of the shit. So, you know, I'm not getting fucking early copies and shit and fucking talking about it, or, you know, talking about the fucking end of a game before it's even out, like any of that. Like, I don't do any of that. But I just assume if I'm fucking talking about a game somebody else is interested in, like they're playing along, you know, playing the game along with me at the same time or whatever. You know, I'm not fucking looking shit up on a fucking wiki or like looking for help or, you know, then fucking talking about that shit. Just fucking like, no, this is like my personal, like, I went in with fucking no spoilers, no nothing, and I fucking played it and like whatever, you know what I mean? So yeah, fuck you. How was that? Free Press Zelda spoiler cast. So it's a spoiler for you. Princess Zelda is the old lady that you run into at the beginning of the game, Impa. And that's actually not a fucking real spoiler, by the way. That's more of a prediction I have. I'm just fucking like, as soon as I fucking ran into her, yeah, just a fucking an old lady fucking tells you. It was right at the beginning of the game. I think it's like the first time that you would go to, if you're fucking following the main quest of just fucking, I go here and fucking, it's like, oh, I speak to this fucking old, like, sage lady, like, whatever. And she starts telling you, like, what happened to Princess Zelda in the world, you know, while Link was fucking in that, fucking doom pod, stasis, like, fucking whatever, hypersleep, whatever the fuck you call it. You know, he's been asleep for 100 years, and fucking she's the one, like, fucking, oh, an old lady telling you what happened to the world and what happened to fucking Princess Zelda 100 years ago. I'm like, right away, I'm just guessing. So, like, you're Zelda, right? And I mean, you're like, whatever, 100 and something years old, so you know an awful lot about what happened. I'm just going to throw that out there. You know, you're fucking Zelda. And, yeah, again, I don't know if fucking certain, but, yeah, just throwing my theory out there. Put it on the record, the fucking grunt-free record of, yeah, fucking hack storytellers, motherfuckers. But, yeah, the story in general, I don't give a flying fuck about at all. So, but it was just like, you're probably Zelda, right? And, you know, it was just one of those deals where it's fucking like, oh, you know, if the old lady really is fucking Zelda, and, you know, that's what it is. And that's fucking Link's fucking whatever, love is fucking princess, like whatever. There better be some hot granny fucking action at the end of the game. I better see that, like, explicitly. So yeah, I did a second dungeon too, which is basically the water temple of the game. And yeah, there was a mechanical elephant this time instead of the giraffe. It's fucking like, oh, there's an elephant out in the fucking water, and you know, you gotta take him down. Same type of deal as like the desert thing again. It's like the four main mini bosses or whatever, four main dungeons. Yeah, and fucking that elephant, like the water fucking boss or whatever, it's fucking like way fucking easier than the giraffe, and all the enemies around there are like real easy and shit. So yeah, as usual, as what always happens. I mean, you give me a fucking open world, and yeah, I end up doing shit like the most ass backwards way fucking possible I possibly can. Yeah, even the fucking town that's in there, like the where the fish people live, where the fish live. Even that, the whole town's like real easy. I mean, there's just not much to it, not much going on there. Right, you run up a long path to get to it. You know, you fight a couple easy enemies, and you know, do that, and then fucking like, oh, I do whatever, like, I don't think even, it's just fucking like, oh, go grab some fucking, like, shock arrows or something, and then fucking you do that, and then it's fucking like, oh, go, all right, now go fight the fucking, the elephant over there, elephant in the room, the fucking elephant in the water. Yeah, so you do that, and fucking the dungeon itself is fucking real small and fucking straightforward, just, you know, the whole entire area was kind of like, at least because I was going, again, I'm kind of going backwards from fucking the desert place, which is fucking like, oh, there's a ton of shit going on, just this massive area with all the shit, like, hidden in fucking corners, and fucking, you know, all these people you're talking to, they're giving you quests and shit, and you go, I'm guessing it's probably the first place you're supposed to go to, like, fucking, like, difficulty-wise, and fucking just, like, yeah, just, a lot of empty space. I mean, it's either fucking, like, large fucking bodies of water with fucking nothing in them, really, or, you know, just rocky cliffs and nothing really going on there, either. Yeah, I mean, again, you're only talking to a few of the fish people there in the town, and they're actually fucking pretty like cringy, fucking anime as fuck type of deal, and fucking, I don't know, this, it must be something about water areas and fucking Zelda games, and fucking, you know, the one in, even Ocarina of Time, everybody hated that, the fucking water temple, that was like fucking like, ah, game's great, but the water temple, oh, I actually didn't think it was that bad in Ocarina. So, I mean, maybe you know, people thought it was too hard or, like, confusing or, like, whatever, or fucking, yeah, so maybe, I don't know, maybe because of that and whatever, fucking, they just, like, scaled it back for this game, for fucking, the hell was the name of the game again? Fucking Breath of the Wild, maybe they fucking, scaled it back, you know what I mean? Fucking like, oh, we don't want to make a fucking water temple that's too, like, complicated or hard, so, you know, I think maybe they went in the other direction and fucking like, yeah, it's kind of too easy, and fucking everything around there is, like, really easy and fucking nothing to it. Or, again, I mean, maybe it's just, comparatively, it's fucking easy from the way I played the game, because, you know, I did that fucking desert area first. I mean, I don't know, but I fucking, like, flew right through it. It was fucking just, like, a matter of fucking, like, oh, cool, look, I found the fucking, the water town, and, like, fucking, like, I don't know, 5 hours or so later, fucking, like, you know, I've done everything I can in the water town, I guess I gotta move on, like, you know what I mean, there wasn't much there. So yeah, I mean, fucking, if you're keeping score here, I think I'm about halfway through the game now. I mean, look, for the main path, I mean, I've done two of the four dungeons or temples or beasts or whatever the fuck they want to call it this time. So it's just like, yeah, I think you have the flow of the game down, you know, the flow down of fucking, you know, I see like the structure of it type of deal. Again, I only have like three, I think I have like three more towers I gotta hit to fucking unlock. I have the whole map unlocked type of deal. And yeah, you know, only a few set, you know, yeah, that's all, that's those three sections are all that's like blacked out of the map where I gotta find the towers. So yeah, I mean, fucking, yeah, making progress. And I mean, of course, I'm not saying like, oh, fine, whatever. Again, there's no real, I don't think there's a way to measure like 100% in it other than fucking like going to like a wiki and doing like every little thing. But I mean, just feel like the main path of just fucking like, oh, I got to take down these fucking four things and go fight Ganon, the last boss type of deal, is fucking like, yeah, it's just fucking, you know, but even then, it's completely up in the air how long it's going to take me to finish type of deal. Fucking like, oh, I could just fucking, you know, fucking, oh, there's like town four and oh no, an entire thing will open up or some other like little side quest or little activity you got to do to unlock some other armor or just like all this shit. And yeah, I mean, there's absolutely no way in hell I'd ever fucking, like, even again, I would never fucking look at a wiki and be like, oh, I'd fucking do every little thing I bought. It's like, nah, that sounds like a fucking nightmare. But, yeah, but like fucking, for instance, another little fucking IGN fucking spoiler fucking surprise. One of their headlines says like, oh, you know, this is what happens when you collect all 900 fucking Kokoro seeds. It's a fucking, you know, those, you know, if I can read that, it's just, cool. So now I know, you know what I mean? The game doesn't tell you that. It's fucking, so now I know that there's fucking 900 of those fucking seeds to find, you know what I mean? And cool, you know, fuck you for that. But also it's like fucking like, there's no way in hell I'd ever fucking like even come close to that. Like, yeah, it's, what those, I don't know if I've talked about that, but the Kokoro seeds are fucking, they're all like little hidden fucking secrets. They're fucking scattered like all over the place. Like, could be like a bunch of different things. You know, you see a fucking flower out in the middle of nowhere, and you just fucking, you know, walk up to the flower, and the flower like disappears, and, you know, goes on the ground, and it pops up somewhere else, and you go there, fucking follow it, and, you know, moves again. You fucking just pretty much just keep chasing the thing, until the end of that, and end of that little path, and yeah, a little plant guy like pops up and he gives you a seed and fucking, oh, here you go, here's the seed. Or you know, you'll see a ring of rocks on the ground, and there's one rock missing from the circle from the ring, and it's fucking like, oh, I'll go, you know, go find another rock and fucking put it there where it's fucking missing from the ring. And then again, you know, fucking little plant dude pops up and, oh, here's a seed, and like shit like that or whatever. Or you're moving around fucking little metal boxes to fuck, you know, just shit like that, random shit. So yeah, anyway, so, you know, you have all these fucking seeds you collect, and then you go to a vendor and you fucking give him the seeds. He does a little dance and he upgrades your inventory, like the number of items you can carry, like whatever weapon, you know, upgrade your weapon inventory, like add another fucking slot you can carry another weapon or a bow or a shield. And yeah, I'm usually very, very big on that. Like, I'm always all about fucking increasing my inventory space. And again, in this game too, in Zelda, is fucking really helpful, where, you know, your shit's fucking breaking all the time, you want backups, you need like certain weapons are better for other shit, so it's like, yeah, you want like a shit ton of stuff in your inventory. And so it's something, you know, is fucking definitely helpful, but it's fucking like, yeah, searching every fucking nook and cranny of the game for fucking, every nook and granny for fucking 900 of them. Like, there's no fucking way I'm doing that. You know, it's like, I think I have like 60 or so at this point, and it's fucking like, yeah, that's probably going to do it. I mean, if I run across shit, but I'm not fucking going out of my way to collect fucking 900 of them. Like, I don't give a fuck what they give me. That's kind of ridiculous, so. Yeah, and I think there's like 100 and something shrines to do, and I've done like, I don't know, 50 of them, something like that. And you don't really have to do all of them. Again, it's just fucking, you know, you know, it's fucking just the more of them you do, you're again, you're just upgrading your health, your stamina, you're like shit like that. But it's not like unnecessary to have like full. I don't think anything happens if you get like full. I mean, maybe it does, but yeah, if you get like fucking, I mean, again, most shit fucking one or two hit kills you anyway, so it doesn't fucking matter if you have fucking, you know, 5 hearts or fucking like, you know, 50 hearts. Like, it's just fucking like I one versus 3 hits. Like, yeah, whatever. But, yeah, again, it's fucking like, it's like that. That's like doable. You know what I mean? And fucking like, if I knew where these all were and how to unlock them, like, I wouldn't mind doing like all the shrines. Cause again, there's fucking just unique puzzles in each of them. Just kind of fun to do on top of even beyond like fucking getting, you know, the health upgrades, the stamina upgrades. But it's not something I'd fucking beat myself up over for fucking missing a few of them. Like, I'm not like, oh, I only have 100, not like 101 or whatever the fuck. And you know what I mean? It's fucking like, oh, whatever. Who cares? But, yeah, the only thing I think I'm really going to aim for is collecting all of the memories that are in the game. I think there's 12 of them, 12 or 15, something like that. Just scattered all over the world. And it's pretty much, you know, they give you like a picture album that shows where they are type of deal. It's fucking like, all right, well, if you find out where this spot is and fucking you see like a glowing little fucking thing on the ground, you walk up to them and, you know, find the spot and fucking then it plays like a cinema. It's fucking, you know, it's like a flashback or whatever from whatever 100 years ago, or whatever, of Link remembering the shit. So it's basically the fucking, the main story of the game, you know, and fucking, and on top of that, it's directing you to around fucking most areas in the map, you know what I mean? And fucking like, oh, where's this? Well, it's going to be in this fucking, you know, this area. So you fucking like, you know what I mean? Fucking is directing you around the world just to see most of the shit anyway. So, and again, maybe if you fucking finish that, you do all 12 of them or 15 or whatever, maybe it gives you something for collecting them. Like, I'm not really sure, but it's fucking like this one of those things where it's like, ah, well, that seems like a reasonable fucking goal to do. You know what I mean? So yeah, that's probably besides just, you know, doing the main story, fucking like, I'll probably just focus on doing that, you know, getting as many fucking shrines as I run across, you know, doing those and fucking just try to fill out that fucking, the memory thing. But, yeah, Zelda, I mean, I got fucking plenty more to say about it, but, yeah, I'll spare everybody for now. I'm in high gear right now again, fucking saying, like, I see, like, the structure, I know what I have to do type of deal, just, you know, my main objectives are in sight. It's just a fucking matter of, you know, just putting in the time to fucking complete it, and, you know, and of course, I'll get distracted by a million fucking different things along the way. But, yeah, let's move on for now, just because, again, I'm fucking, I don't know, I don't want to fucking make it, like, really the fucking, just the Zelda show, so. Yeah, let's move on to some hot juicy gossip. Some insider fucking games journalism drama. How's that sound? Because yeah, that's what I'm all about. You know what I mean? We're like the TMZ of game criticism. Yeah, I mean, are you familiar with Colin Moriarty? He's kind of a big deal. He used to work for IGN, their big star PlayStation fanboy. So, of course, you know, he's a huge fucking, you guys got a huge fucking following, I guess. I mean, just fucking the fact of like, oh, I'm on the most fucking whatever, you know, the biggest fucking game in sight, talking about like the biggest fucking system, biggest fucking console out there, you know what I mean? It's fucking, yeah, just fucking got him a huge fucking following, and just, I never fucking liked the guy. I mean, I don't like most people, so, I mean, that's not like, don't take it like, oh, you know, it's fucking, it's not particularly a damning thing for me to say. I fucking hate most people, so, he just fucking irritates the shit out of me. He really does. And part of it maybe because he was always fucking partnered up with, Greg Miller, Greg Miller's fucking objectively super fucking annoying. Obnoxious, like Jesus Christ, really, it's just super hyper, just fucking like a little kid, just in a grown man's body, like that type of just like, I really do not like listening to you or looking at you type of deal. Calling himself, I mean, I found him to be he's a complete fucking Sony shill, like whatever. And, you know, plus he's got like that arrogant fucking hipster attitude where he'd always fucking, you know, he always fucking sticks to his arguments. Like no matter what, like even when he fucking, if he's completely wrong or when he fucking contradicts himself and he comes off as a complete fucking like hypocrite. And one of those people, you know, is just fucking like, won't budge a fucking inch, like no matter what, you know, stubborn, I guess you'd say. And I understand, like, some people like that, like, fucking, like, oh, you know, he's fucking, see that as, like, oh, you know, he's confident, like, whatever, it's a good trait, you know, he's a fucking confident person, just fucking, you know, I just kind of see it, like, I don't know, you're just a fucking, like, brainwashed fucking cunt type of deal, you know what I mean, like, you won't just fucking budge a fucking inch and just fucking, or in his case, I guess, he's fucking just, you know, on message of just fucking like, oh, you know, I just fucking just keep repeating the same shit, like no matter what. And I was like, you know what I mean? It's, again, I guess he's the one trying to do like the brainwashing, like he's a fucking, like, I don't know, cult leader or some shit, like most fucking mainstream journalists, I suppose, are just fucking like, I don't know. But yeah, so, anyway, so he's got this big fucking following and he quits IGN with his fag boyfriend Greg Miller to start their own company. And again, like, whatever, that's fine, like, go away, you know. And as again, I fucking couldn't stand either. I'm just fucking like, all right, they're gone, like, cool. And again, I talk about it, I still go to IGN fucking pretty regularly because it's, you know, it's the biggest site to fucking, you know, it's like the mainstream fucking gaming site. It's just fucking like, oh, whatever, I can ignore a bunch of bullshit and just fucking like comb through just to get straight fucking news. It's not, I don't fucking like read a lot of, you know, like don't dig too far, but I'll fucking like whatever, okay, like this is the date for this and fucking like whatever. So yeah, it's fucking like, all right, cool, two less fucking obnoxious people that I gotta fucking deal with, even like looking at in there. So that was good. You know, and I've listened to a lot of their fucking, their podcast. I listen to their fucking PlayStation 1, their fucking whatever it is, Game Scoop. I listen to that, like, fucking, like, pretty much, again, just because it's so fucking, like, mainstream. I'm just fucking like, all right, well, what's going on? Like, you know what I mean? In fucking normie world over here. So yeah, again, when those two were fucking doing their PlayStation podcast, I'm like, all right, I'll check this out, listen to it. And I listened to it for, like, fucking, I don't know, fucking couple months of just fucking like, is this gonna get better or what? And fucking just like, I couldn't deal with it. It's so like ridiculous. So anyway, so that's what those two were doing, their main claim to fame. And then fucking once they left, it's fucking like, oh dude, they're the PlayStation podcast is actually fucking listenable now, or at least I don't want to fucking blow my brains out when I listen to it. So I mean, that's an improvement. So, yeah, once they left, it's like, I never watched anything fucking Greg or fucking Colin did or even, like, went to their site or fucking watched their videos, because, I mean, why would I? Again, it's fucking like, those two are fucking obnoxious fucking cunts. Like, why would I fucking even look at anything? You know, why would I bother looking at any of the shit they were doing? So, anyway, so fucking that was that. But then I see Colin Moriarty, he's on the fucking the Rubin Report. Which is the Rubin Report. It's a YouTube show. It's just, you know, a show on YouTube. And I listen to the podcast. It's pretty much just audio from the YouTube show. But that's with Dave Rubin hosts it. And he pretty much just does interviews with all sorts of fucking people. And it's usually pretty interesting. I mean, fucking, you know, Dave Rubin is a fucking, he's a good interviewer. You know, he's all about fucking, like, free speech. Just fucking, you know, let people say whatever the fuck they want. Like, whatever, he's not gonna fucking stop him for, you know what I mean? He's like a free speech fucking absolutist. Like, everything, it's completely free speech. Like, whatever, people say whatever the fuck they want. So, again, I like that. I'm all about that. So, and again, he's a good interviewer. He's real fucking neutral. He just, you know, he'll just ask a question and fucking just, you know, let the guests fucking talk for as long as they want about, like, whatever. He's very fucking objective, which is, again, very, the rare case of, like, good journalism now. You know, even if, oh, like, that can backfire when, you know, whatever, there's somebody on there that's fucking boring, and he's not exactly a fucking bundle of personality himself, so it's, you know what I mean, so he's not gonna fucking, like, save it, but it's still, like, fucking, like, yeah, he's good at what he does. So, anyway, so he is fucking, Colin Moriarty on there, and I'm like, alright, well, whatever, this'll be interesting, whatever, I'm fucking, like, listened to him or fucking seen what the fuck he's doing in like 2 years or whatever. So it's like, all right, we'll see what the fuck this fag is doing. So yeah, then I guess that interview is like interview two with him, because I guess he was on before, on to talk about like whatever, like Dave had him on to talk about like games and shit. And then, directly after that, like that first interview, fucking Colin fucking left, his company there, Kind of Funny Games or whatever the fuck, like the one that he started with fucking, you know, the Colin and Greg fucking, this is our little game and independent game and site, Kind of Funny. Like he ended up leaving. And he left the company that he started because of backlash from a tweet that he put out. So yeah, so he puts out a joke about whatever the fuck, that day without women, the fucking, the protest there, or, oh, don't show up, no, women don't show up for work, this fucking day without women, which would have been weird, fucking, it didn't, I've worked with, like 90% fucking women, which is fucking weird, and like, oh, this will be weird if fucking none of the women show up. I'm like, oh, no, the women I work with fucking actually work, so, like, they probably had no clue what the fuck that even was. So, anyway, so yes, there's that fucking day without fucking women bullshit fucking going on, and fucking, you know, he tweets out something like, you know, oh, you know, a day without women, finally some peace and quiet, and fucking, like, that was the joke. It's like, that's like a dad joke. I mean, that's a joke that I would make to make fun of, like, safe, corny fucking jokes, you know what I mean? But apparently that caused a bit, you know, a big fucking uproar. You know, with the usual suspects, the Jews. I mean, the SJWs. I always get those two confused. But yeah, you know, you have fucking people telling them to fucking take down the tweet, fucking apologize, and, you know, apologize for fucking offending women, and fucking, you know, some of the current staff at IGN telling them, oh, you know, you should be fucking ashamed of himself for fucking putting that out there, and fucking, again, just the usual bullshit, you know. If you don't fucking hate yourself for being a fucking straight white man, you know what I mean? You don't fucking, like, bend down to fucking everything, and, you know, even a little bit outside the lines, you know. I mean, they, of course, if somebody made, like, a million fucking, no, I hate fucking white men jokes like that, that'd be fine, but, yeah, so yeah, they're all fucking demanding that he apologize for this fucking, like, corny ass fucking, like, dad joke type of deal. And to his credit, fucking Colin says no, like, you know, he's not gonna fucking apologize. So then it's, you know, it starts snowballing from there. He fucking he's talking about, like, you know, he's alluding to some meetings that fucking, like, Kind of Funny. I mean, that during the interview. So, and he ends up leaving fucking Kind of Funny. I mean, like, whatever. And yeah, so I'm kind of like, I'm of two minds on this. Like, first, good for him for not, like, capitulating to that fucking bullshit. But on the other hand, he still left. You know what I mean? Like, whether he get pushed out by everybody else at the company, if just they don't want to fucking deal with it, or they, you know, they're fucking telling him to fucking apologize. He's like, he doesn't want to, like, whatever. Or you know, or if he's playing like the fucking, like, oh, you know, you can't fire me, I quit type of card. Like, again, he seems like a fucking stubborn fucker, you know what I mean? Of just like, no, I'm not going to do it. Like, whatever, man, well, fuck you, I quit. Like, I don't know, whatever. But it doesn't really matter. He's gone again. So it's fucking, you know, he's out of there. Like, he's, or whether he quit, he got fired, or it was like a mutual thing. I'm just like, oh, well, whatever. I mean, number one, it shouldn't be a fucking, that stupid ass shit shouldn't be a fucking big deal at all. Like, it shouldn't be a deal at all. Like, it just should have been like one tweet back of like, hey, fuck you, like, that's it, go fuck yourself, would be my response. But so anyway, so he's gone from his fucking, the company that he helped start or whatever. I'm pretty sure it was just him and Greg, and who, I don't know if somebody else helped them or whatever, but but yeah, the thing is, I mean, those fucking, the people are like, you know, telling them to apologize or like whatever. I mean, the fucking, the SJWs, I mean, they really think they give a shit, like a flying fuck about like the actual apology. I mean, like, they give a shit about that. The fucking, like, that wasn't, I think that was like their main goal, was to get them to fucking apologize. Like, you know, like, if the fucking apology was good enough, I mean, are they ever going to say, like, oh, okay, you know, you learned your lesson, like, you know, you fucking, you're absolved from fucking being a sexist or whatever, oh, carry on, good sir. Like, no, of course not. Like, that would assume they were fucking, like, genuinely offended in the fucking first place type of deal. I mean, if you're offended by some fucking like hack, like 90s fucking, you know, network fucking sitcom humor, it's just like, yeah, go fucking kill yourself. It's the only way you're going to fucking survive in the world. You know, go kill yourself before I do. So I mean, no, like, they don't give a shit about the fucking apology. I mean, the goal they're doing is the fucking, what they want to do is cause fucking, you know, cause economic fucking harm to the people that, you know, they fucking disagree with, pretty much. And it's exactly what they got, like, regardless of whether, you know, he didn't, you know, whether he fucking had the power himself to be like, no, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want, and I'm going to keep doing this shit, or like, whatever. Or whatever, then I'm sure they would have went after his fucking advertisers and blah, 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 and all that shit. So, yeah, they want him gone, pretty much. And that's what they got, regardless. I mean, he can say, like, you know, he doesn't care about the money, you know, he doesn't care about the money at all, and fucking, you know, it's like, again, they don't, whatever, he's not making, you know, he's gone from that company. Like, they're still sending their message out of fucking, like, oh, don't go against our fucking, you know, extremist fucking zombie propaganda, or we're going to get you fired. And there you go. I mean, it's still happening regardless of whether you fucking apologize or not. So it's socioeconomic fucking terrorism, pretty much, is what it is. So, yeah, I'm watching the fucking, watching the interview he's doing on the fucking Rubin Report. So again, I have like mixed feelings, because I'm like, fucking, in a way, it's fucking like, you know what I mean? Like, he kind of cultivated this entire, the bullshit culture, you know what I mean? In fucking, in and around fucking gaming. And he's, you know, he's not a fuck. Yeah, I'm like, he's not really, Colin's not really a fucking dyed in the wool fucking SJW or anything, obviously. But it's just like, you know, he was one of the first fucking popular video game personalities, you know, or whatever, fucking like hosts or whatever. He was one of the first ones that was fucking, you know, he was normalizing, he was like conflating, as he's talking about games, he conflates like his fucking, his personal politics with fucking gaming. Like, he'd be doing whatever, doing a fucking regular show, and then fucking like, oh, he told you about my fucking whatever libertarian values and blah, blah, blah. And just like, dude, like, fuck off, man. Like, even that, just like, it doesn't matter. Just like, get that shit out, type of deal. But he was the one fucking really pushing that, and like, fucking like, oh, now it's fucking like, oh, all these fucking idiots coming out of fucking college, fucking, you know what I mean? And they're fucking all fucking SJW, fucking whatever, fucking evil white men. And there you go. So, but yeah, so. And again, like, he was there as that shit was happening. He didn't really speak out against it or whatever of fucking that shit, like, creeping in. Like, he wasn't like fucking like, oh, this is bullshit. Like, whatever. I'm, you know, most popular host again at fucking, you know, the most popular site. And like, what, like, you guys going to stop the shit? Like, no, he's just fucking like, oh, well, no, he's kind of like just adding fuel to the fire. Just fucking like, oh, no, like, oh, you know, you have your lefty fucking views, and I'm a fucking whatever the fuck he is, you know, libertarian, fucking blah, 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 like, you know, like, dude, like, you should have said, like, no, like, cut the shit out, like, you know, just whatever. So, you know, as a matter of fact, like, during the fucking, the Rubin Report interview, he's, you know, he's talking about, like, Gamergate, and it's fucking, like, oh, how wrong Gamergate is, where it's fucking, like, he's saying, like, oh, you know, there's no collusion with the press and developers. Like, I would have known if anything like that was going on. I was the head of fucking IGN reviews or whatever. And fucking, you know, even, you know, there's fucking mountains of fucking evidence that say otherwise. If, you know what I mean? Of fucking game developers and fucking critics and shit, like, you know, colluding, and the media colluding with each other. And so he's saying, like, oh, no, like, that was all ridiculous. Like, fucking, what a load of shit. And then he starts talking to me, you know, and then fucking he starts talking about games. And again, I haven't fucking listened to this guy in fucking years before this. And, you know, it's still the same old shit of fucking, like, oh, The Last of Us is amazing. Oh, the best game ever made. I love The Last of Us. The Last of Us is great. You know, best game ever made. Fucking everybody should play The Last of Us. And then fucking, then like, 2 minutes later, he's fucking saying, like, just goes into, so I was having dinner with my friend Neil Druckmann, lead designer on The Last of Us. It's like, wait, what? Like, seriously, dude? You know, I'm not making that up. Like, if you fucking watch the fucking interview, it's fucking like, oh, Gamergate's bullshit. There's no collusion between fucking, you know, gaming journalists and fucking like any of that. And fucking, so I'm having dinner with fucking Neil, like, fucking, like, oh, casually, just fucking, you know, my buddy Neil Druckmann. Oh, by the way, I tell you, The Last of Us is the best game ever made. And fucking, you know, Fucking, I'm buddies with the fucking lead designer of that game I just showed on your fucking show, Dave, and fuck, I'll buy the sequel. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, fuck off, dude. Like, Jesus fucking Christ. And I just really just don't like him. I just don't like that fucking guy. So, just because of shit like that. I mean, he's like zero fucking self-awareness. I mean, talking out of both sides of his ass. I mean, this is, he's got that fucking, like, rich kid, like, you know, never really worked a day in my life fucking attitude that I just want to punch his fucking hipster face in pretty much. But, yeah, it's fucking, yeah, you know, again, it's fucking like, you know, you hear what happened to him, it's fucking like, oh, you know, I'm going, you know, you got me on your side for a little bit, let me hear you out, and then fucking like, oh, no, you just fucking dug your own fucking grave, and just fucking like, oh, yeah, you're the problem, I fucking almost forgot, just, you know, fuck off, good riddance. Yeah, so maybe him and fucking Mike Futter can start a business together where there's, you know, the business of being, like, completely wrong all the time and just being, like, a fucking arrogant, fucking stubborn piece of shit. Maybe. So, yeah, I mean, then he's saying, like, you know, he's talking about, like, oh, you know, the next thing he's going to do is not going to be gaming-focused and, you know, oh, why is that? Oh, you know, gaming's not really my passion. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, like, fuck you. Like, you know, oh, more about fucking politics. Oh, yeah, no kidding. Like, I've been saying that for fucking... The first time I saw you open your fucking faggot mouth, I'm fucking just like, you don't know the fuck, like, you know what I mean? It's fucking, you're fucking Mr. Shill, Mr. fucking, like, whatever, dude. You're like, go fuck yourself. So, I don't know. It really says something with this fucking two guys talking in a room. I just keep saying to myself over and over, it's like, man, you're such a fucking faggot. Like, what a fag. As I'm watching this interview. And I'm not talking about the actual fucking gay guy, you know, doing the interview. Like, Dave Rubin's fucking gay, he's got a husband and shit, but he's a good fucking, you know, he seems like a good person, and fucking Colin Moriarty's a fucking fag. So, yeah, other than that, I played Too Dark, but once again, I'm kind of over the time here. It's going to have to wait. I got a mission to save fucking Hyrule. So, yeah, I mean, fucking saving children from being murdered and tortured and shit. I mean, there's always next week for that. They can fucking wait. So, yeah, I've been Absolute Deicide. This has been the Grunt Free Press podcast. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com is the email address. You can send me your hot, juicy gossip, and we'll get that going. But, yeah. Is that it, I guess? I don't know. It's fucking kind of, yeah, fuck it. Yep. Gruntfreepress.com. That's the website.